Let's introduce our watchers before we kick off. Please put your hands together for the fabulous Dr. Emma Beddoes. All doctored up. It works. I can hear it. Can you hear it? I can hear it. Then we have the puppet master, Nath, coming out. Oh, in slow motion. Oh. Doing a great Baywatch impersonation. You can grab your mics as well. There's no pressure. And of course, the master of puns himself. Please put your hands together for Mike. And we would like to welcome you all to the 80th episode of Watcher, the Watcher Live Spooktacular. They're all on. I turned them on.
Yes,
so welcome everybody to Watcher Live. Woo. Woo. We have this whole bit when now, here we go. The intro would start. Yay. That worked. That worked really well. Come on in, guys. Grab a seat. Grab a beer. Bring your feet forward. In fact, we're going to sit on the bring your feet forward. And I hope everyone's got a drink. These arms aren't going to last much longer. It's very warm.
Too much.
Okay, perfect.
Ooh. No.
Okay, we had a drum roll.
Ready for that.
I love it. We've actually got a silent watcher in the corner, Aaron.
Yes.
He is our sound person. It's not me this year, which is fun. So please put your hands together for Aaron in the corner.
Does that mean that you can talk more over the top of us than normal?
It's not my fault that you people want to talk over you, Nate.
It means that the interference will be us talking over the top of each other.
Possibly. Now, are you all hearing it? Is it all fine? Good.
So everyone can hear us.
I'm never sure because, I have these on my ears actually. I've just realised.
Should we do a sound check?
I can't quite hear anybody.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
But my ears are covered.
Turn your
and
mic
we're
off.
All awesomely dressed up. I love it. I am in a monster
theme,
Cookie Monstering it up.
Yep.
And M.
I'm the doctor, naturally, because I'm the doctor.
You are a doctor.
Yes.
This is actually, stand up. This is an awesome chick Matt Smith Doctor Who outfit, quite frankly.
Give a twirl.
No, well, the twirl was the dress from last time. You were just saying at the back you thought chicks should rock bow ties and braces more often.
Bow ties and suspenders, yeah. I feel really dapper. I think I'm just going to start doing that all the time.
It's that little bit classy?
I don't know. Yeah. It makes me feel like I'm classy.
Okay. Well, you are a doctor, so you could get away with it, I think.
Actually, I'm a doctor. I should be wearing this with, like, jackets with
and a prescription
patches
pad.
And,
I know, but not in summer. I mean, I just realised I cannot actually hear anything, so getting my ears. Okay. Much better. Okay.
You're such a muppet. You really are.
I know, right?
You are a muppet.
And Nath is in Baywatch. What made you want to Baywatch it?
It's Nath Buchanan. Actually.
Nath Buchanan?
Yeah, it's Mitch Buchanan.
Not Nath, Nath Hasselhoff?
Nath Hasselhoff as well. I go by Nath on everything so that way I don't get confused.
Fair enough.
So you don't get confused.
That's right. Yep. So I'm Nath Buchanan in the show.
Okay.
I'm the guy that's
is there actually someone in Baywatch called Nath Buchanan?
No. He's the guy on the tower. So you know at the start of the show, you see the guy on that's me.
Yep.
So prove me wrong.
Where
all
did
right?
you get
prove
that?
I think you're wrong.
You know what?
I didn't even know that.
I was going to go with something else.
Completely. What was your plan?
What was my plan? Well, I can't even remember what my plan was. I was going to go with everything DC movies for the next 6 years.
Everything
I think it was.
In the one outfit.
Yeah.
You were just going to.
Yeah, I was going to like wear a Batman mask and a Superman t-shirt, Green Lantern ring. I think it was like a Wonder Woman.
You could have just
lasso.
Got all of that from Mike.
The Wonder Woman lasso. And
Well, Green Lantern
and underwear.
Green Lantern ring for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you've still got Halloween coming up.
You've
got to have another costume for
that. That's all right. So we did a bit of a quickly rush around and I saw this and I said, perfect.
Nice
perfect.
Work.
It brings me back to my glory days on Baywatch. So, it was
many,
good
many years ago.
They wouldn't let me have my costume.
And now, Mark, your plan was to teen wolf it up, but things went horribly wrong.
Yes, they did go horribly wrong. my teeth fell out and. My
you
jacket
should,
didn't
you
arrive.
Need to put the, well, you can't talk in
well,
the teeth
fake
either,
ones.
Can you?
Well,
fake
yeah,
ones.
The teeth
Let's
look awesome, but he can't actually speak, which is great for a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a good thing. But yeah, and the original jacket I was supposed to have, which looked all kinds of Teen Wolf, didn't turn up till next week, so not really handy for tonight.
So you're sorted for Halloween, but not for Watch Alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is actually coming out on Halloween. So,
yep.
For those listening at home, welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
All. So Okay, the funny thing with Halloween, I mean, we do it in Australia here and there, and it's more about the slutty, sexy type thing, quite frankly. Don't you think?
Halloween?
Yeah.
For Australia?
When, in Australia,
well,
when everyone
women
dresses
it is.
Up, it's more...
Like so
what, suspenders and bow ties?
No.
No. Oh, no, no, no. Sexy pumpkins. That's
yeah,
what it's all
like
about.
Oh, sexy pumpkins.
Sexy
right.
Anything. Like, you think of anything and they'll have, like,
are
a
you giving
sexified...
me a challenge to dress as a sexy pumpkin?
No. No, please. Say no. Everyone say no.
That's
no.
I like that challenge.
Vote for sexy pumpkins. Anyone?
Anything that there's an outfit of, I bet you can
Mike's
find a sexy version
sexy
online.
Sexy pumpkins, you say.
I have two more Halloween events that I need to go to.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm obviously, I don't like to recycle outfits that much.
Can we just stop for a second?
I understand that feeling.
Yep.
Mike's
phone is ringing.
Oh my God. Oh. So unprofessional.
And I was just trying to pretend that wasn't happening.
It's probably Mike's mum.
Is it your alarm to
is
say
it
that
an alarm
the podcast
telling you
is starting?
Yeah.
The podcast is on.
It was my alarm to take my drugs.
I mean, you do look a little bit red. Like, I feel really warm in this, but Mike is...
I've broken the golden rule.
Okay,
yeah, well,
so
I had a jacket for this outfit.
For the first time.
No way.
Oh, look, the head's already gone.
Yeah, no.
It's too hot. And I couldn't hear
you've
anything.
You staked it on
so
a... Yeah.
You've lost a head, I've lost a hand.
Yay.
So, as the night goes
it's
on.
It's watch has gone wild.
Oh, the chair's
okay.
gone.
So we're going to keep chatting away like crazy, but I have a bit of an idea. We have a little board over here, and, you know, our resident artist, Mike... By the way, anyone tweeting, hashtag watch alive. Subtle.
Yeah.
And
Jose,
Mike draws
get on
things,
that.
So
Jose.
We thought we
Mike,
may
get
as
on
well
me. You got your phone there.
Make him do it for entertainment. Yep. We're going to talk a bit about scary outfits and sexy outfits and Halloween. So come on down, Mike. Mm-hmm. We need Mike to draw something scary. So chuck a couple of things at us that will make a what? A sexy, okay, sexy pumpkin, you're on. It started with a sexy pumpkin. Let's see what
really
Mike's...
really want to know how you're going to do
let's
this.
Let's see what he's going to draw.
Oh, don't.
Okay, yeah, no, do
don't,
it.
Really, don't.
Amazing.
Yeah, enhance okay. the challenge.
So it'll be like Mr. Squiggle. Anybody remembers
there
Mr.
is a
Squiggle?
Lot of sexy Halloween outfits that people end up wearing. But, I mean, what are some of the fun things? I think, so, okay, Doctor Who is one that's worked out quite well. So has Buffy.
Yeah.
I think a lot of girls are buffying it up with the blonde wig and a tight top and a stick.
But that, yeah, because that's kind of all you have to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just need 90s style clothes. A
they
would
like, it's just tight, look really skinny. It's not that hard, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
What but are some of the things we think people are wearing now are the go-to Halloween outfits?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Go-to Halloween outfits.
Or what are your favourite
Halloween
outfits?
Baywatch, apparently.
Glory days. Get on it. A sheet?
Oh, yeah.
Ghost?
Do people still do that? Like, just put the sheet over
I mean,
and cut
the holes in
for the
eyes? I mean, it's the easiest outfit to do
eyes?
For the kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
A ghost. Though I did read on the internet today, because I was preparing for the trivia that we'll be doing shortly later, that you're not... apparently... It was something about the only way to traditionally look like a ghost is to wear a sheet with some poo on it for ectoplasm. It was this whole thing where it was a BuzzFeed page going lies, parents, things parents don't tell their kids about
Wait,
Halloween outfits.
What?
Yeah. And it was all that little bit of stuff. It was kind of cool. So, yeah, that was interesting.
Wow.
Hi. Yep.
Okay.
My kids down the back there,
well, you,
cover their ears.
You costume
ears.
A lot.
Wow.
So what's your favourite outfit that you've worn for a costume event?
Cookie Monster worked out really well. This is actually an outfit that I wore
Muppet
to
head on
a gay dance party on the weekend, which was Halloween themed, Monster Mash themed. And actually, Dan and Mike, who were sitting in the crowd, were dressed up also. Dan was a sexy vampire and Mike was a sexy, scary something. I'm not actually sure. What was it?
A ringmaster.
Oh, that makes sense. That actually makes sense because you even did the little thing with your beard. Okay, and I, because it was monster themed, I went with the Cookie Monster. But obviously, you see how there's a tank top covering things up here. It was a gay dance party, so that wasn't showing on the night. It was
it
a little
was
bit more revealing.
For the event.
So it was great for the Monster Mash. But I do love to dress up. Last year, I did have the Lycra tuxedo. I have done Jean Grey Phoenix. Mm-hmm. This past year. You know, whatever. Have you done Sexy
and you had the
already?
Bride, the
oh,
Captain America
Captain
Bride.
Oh, I did Captain Bride America.
Yes.
I did Captain Bride America at Oz Comic Con.
That was good.
That was a lot of fun. Is the Sexy Pumpkin done
can
already?
Can we see?
Yeah, Sexy Pumpkin.
Oh, my God. And a bra. Is that what that is?
Right hand
and
fist.
Well, okay. I was going to say, what's your understanding of bras?
Bras?
How they work?
Because, I mean...
Because it seems to be cut...
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Does the
sexy pumpkin not have a body?
Can I just put
she's
it out there?
She's wearing a bra on her face.
Poor Diane.
What
can
pumpkins
I just say, poor
have
Diane.
Bodies?
Oh look,
I don't think Mike. What are you doing?
I'm
what's
getting a voice.
You?
Oh.
Okay, so take us through.
Please explain the creative.
Take us through your ideas for your sexy pumpkin.
All right, well, that's my first attempt at sexy pumpkin. And, yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you haven't seen enough women in bras in your time.
No, I haven't seen enough
pumpkins. Or maybe he hasn't seen enough sexy pumpkins in his time.
I don't know.
How often do you see a sexy... Who's seen a sexy pumpkin? Hands up.
Okay. Right there. Right.
Hey, Silent Watcher has a pumpkin outfit, so...
Yeah. Is it sexy, though?
Yeah.
When does Batstash not look sexy, Mark?
Eye of the beholder.
Exactly. I'm talking about the pumpkin.
Eye of the beholder.
But it's all about who's wearing it. Yeah.
Who's wearing the pumpkin?
Well, Batstash.
Oh. quite a slice of pumpkin there, sir.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. We must
but it
have
doesn't
a,
look like that.
Did we have a warning at the start that there's a pun warning?
I think every episode of Watcher is a pun warning. Well, we don't worry about expletives, even though there is a child here, so let's be aware of that.
Yeah. Oh, there is.
And, you know.
Be careful.
Me?
You're the biggest swearer in
it. Yeah, right. But we can't help it. Mike goes out of control. Okay, so I like your sexy pumpkin. It's not necessarily scary, but it is sexy. So
well, we did ask for sexy, so...
Yeah, that's true. I still think we need something
scary
for Mike to
draw. Yeah, someone throw another idea out. Something...
Wow.
Sexy Ebola is happening.
Sexy Ebola.
Okay, I'm really happy
right now.
Coming
to Australia near you. Yes. It really is.
Let's see how we
go
with this
one. For those
of
you who haven't listened to last week's episode, we were talking about...
I'm sorry in advance. It's an hour and a half of us. We were a little crazy in the heat, and it's literally an hour and a half of four conversations by four people happening. It was fun. But we did get comments on the page with people agreeing about Doctor Who and things like that, which we're going to reference later in the episode.
They really
did.
They didn't. They said they didn't like it.
Didn't like Doctor Who. Yeah, we're coming back to that. We have a Doctor Who discussion coming up in the second act.
They agreed with us.
No, well, I think you're both wrong.
As I was saying, before Dean started talking out of top of me.
Audience, are we going to... We'll go on a vote shortly.
Yeah, we'll do a vote.
Let's talk about this Halloween episode, the Halloween outfit that I was talking about last week's episode, which was the Ebola. The Ebola.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Hazmat.
The hazmat outfit.
Which is...
It's the go-to outfit for kids in America at the moment.
Yeah, for kids in America this Halloween. And just to top it off, just so you don't know, it's got Ebola written across the chest. So
just to really drive it home so people understand. In Australia, we say
Ebola and not Ebola.
Do we?
I'm realizing, I'm listening to how Nathan's saying it. Ebola.
The problem is I've been watching America Today.
Oh, that's where the guy kept saying it wrong.
All this week. So, you know, I'm just pronouncing. Plus, I'm Nath Hasselhoff. So just
I'm Nath Hasselhoff, so you get everything wrong. Well, thank you and welcome to Watch It Live. It is, we're back again this year during Poptober. Poptober is an awesome month here at the Art Boy Gallery. I got it right. I always call them the All-Star Gallery. The Art Boy Gallery.
They are all-stars, though. They are awesome stars.
Please put your hands together for the guys from Art Boy. Poptober has been absolutely fantastic. Not only is there some great art and stuff all around the gallery, especially a Thor hammer. We'll get to that later on as well. I'm a little bit excited about that. That's really cool. And they've also had panels. We actually had a comic panel, which Mike attended, and that was lots of fun. And we've got this. And then this weekend as well, there's a props one. How to make props tomorrow. And on Sunday, that's tomorrow night, isn't it? Yep, the TARDIS guy who's standing right there will be hosting that one wave. They can't hear that in the podcast. And we've also
got... So many people in the room, they won't see you.
A collecting toy panel on Sunday as well, which Mike is going to be in. Ooh. And Ren, are you in it?
What time is that?
And JF.
I like that.
JF, are you just photoing? Yeah.
Okay, JF. So that's going to be good fun. So if you feel like popping down for some panelling at Artboy Gallery.
Your pun?
Yeah, Poptober is a lot of fun. And it's big. It's a lot bigger than last year.
I think that was an accidental pun.
It's kind of cool. But okay, looking at the art, what is everyone's favourite... We've all had a look around. What stands out? What do we like? I mean, I admittedly love the comic book shield that's behind us.
That's pretty awesome.
That's kind of cool. I mean, it's kind of averagely made and it's not very good, but...
Poor craftsmanship.
Yeah. Is that tin foil?
Is it those tin foil woks that you can get down at Coles? Is that what you've made them out of?
As excited as I am by the Thor hammer that's actually sitting in the back for us. I'm actually more excited by a comic book shield. I think that's really exciting. And I think a green and purple one needs to happen with like She-Hulk and Hulk things. I'm just putting that idea in your mind for my birthday or Christmas
Custom
present.
Custom request.
Subtle.
We've already got yours. That would be kind of cool. But what's really awesome about Thor's hammer is it actually, because we all know Thor is now a girl in comics. You guys know that, yeah? Yeah, I'm going to assume
some
you
nodded.
Do.
She. Yes, she. No.
So the actual engraving on the hammer says, if she be worthy. So it's actually like the girl Thor hammer.
Oh, this one?
It's
the one
current,
that's here.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't like had a close
totally
look at
current.
It yet.
Have
can
you
I,
not?
Can I just
well,
ask?
I haven't had a chance.
Good point.
You're indoctified.
Feminist.
Can
feminist. Oh, well, she is.
Follow
the mainly women, so, you know, you should know these things.
Oh, no, I know that.
Mike, can I ask you a question? Should a female Thor be called Shaw?
Shaw?
Because then you could have Marvel Shaw.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
No, stay with Thor.
I think... Yeah.
Thanks for that. Thanks for the backup.
Thur. Call her Thur.
They're still calling Thor...
O becomes an E.
Right.
Thur.
Thur. See, well, this is where I'm confused because
sounds
she
stupid.
Thor is Thor and Thor is Thor. And it's just getting confusing.
No, you're confusing right now.
No, but they both call them Thor.
Okay.
They haven't differentiated by calling him like Odin's son or something like that.
Mm.
So Thor is still Thor and she is also Thor.
Odin's daughter.
That is confusing.
It's annoying the crap out of me.
Mm.
Moving on, everyone's got eyes glazing over.
Yeah, well. there's too much thought being put into this. No?
There we go. That was
really?
Fantastic.
Okay, so this is the Spooktacular episode. So why don't we talk a little bit about horror movies?
Hang on.
Are we done with Sexy Ebola?
Sexy Ebola is done. Okay. I think you throw in suspenders, you've got yourself some Sexy Ebola.
Who wants Ebola now, hey? Oh, the guys, put up your hand. Woo!
Ebola's going to be getting a lot of action during Halloween. Yeah.
Amazing.
Really?
Kind
wow.
of disturbing.
Can I just go back to one thing?
Oh, no.
We were talking about the weeping... we were talking about who your favourite art is.
Yeah, who is?
And Mandy, my wife, is sitting at the front who's like about to give birth pregnant.
Yes, please everyone put your hands together for Mandy who...
not tonight.
Not only has to put up
not
with Nate.
Tonight.
But
full time.
His child as well.
Had a conversation. We've said not tonight.
But wouldn't that have made an awesome live episode? Like... The Mandy Bird.
Well, we
episode.
Are in an art gallery, aren't we, Mike?
I'm not
so
saying you need to take
live
a recorder.
It's live art.
I'm not saying you need to take a recorder into the birthing suite, but...
We've talked about that too.
I reckon that would be the highest rating
watcher
episode
is born.
Ever.
Watch your birthing. Watch your birthing.
And the picture for that would be like Nath, that Lion King type picture with Nath holding up his...
Yeah. You've just ruined my Facebook post. You really have. You really...
It's what I do.
Weeping Angel. Mandy wants to put that in the kids' room. And I said, no, that's a bad idea.
That's so
that's
cool.
I said, that's
idea.
A bad idea.
Such a good idea.
Yeah, and we're having another one. Good luck.
Have your kids actually watched... Actually, okay. Have your kids... I mean, do they watch Doctor Who?
Yes.
Do they watch the current season, which is pretty fucking scary?
No.
Sorry, I just swore.
Oh.
Weeping Angel-wise...
Yes.
Have they ever watched the Weeping... Because I find the Weeping Angel creepy. Like,
no.
As a kid, I think that would be awful. Like, it freaks me out.
As
I mean,
an adult, it's awful.
Not later on in the series when Moffat kind of ruined things, but early on...
Yeah, no. it's creepy. On. I don't think the new seasons are scary.
It's scary in a different way. All right, so we're somehow at the Doctor Who conversation already.
We can stop that.
It's
we
scary in a different
it.
Way. We'll jump
sit
across
down.
To it. Yeah. It's the Spooktacular, so let's talk about horror films.
Mike, okay. We'll have another conversation.
All right. Favorite horror films?
Well, I'm a fan of like the Scream type horror films. Like,
do you like your smart horror?
Smart horror?
Did you say smart or smart?
Smart horror.
Smart. No, well, two very different
genres.
Smutty Ebola.
He was talking about sexy pumpkins. Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, look, I was from of that age when Scream was great and I loved it all. And I mean, horror's always been fun, but I was that kid that refused to swim in summer because my cousin made him watch Piranha. But and the only thing about like the Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street that I was actually scared of. I can't remember which Nightmare on Elm Street it was, but I remember late night watching it. And there's the scene where in the dream they're in the diner and all the kids' faces are on a pizza and he picks
dream
the
Warriors?
Face out of the pizza. That's number four. And
dream
eats
Warriors?
It. That was the only time... well, that was...
Terrible.
The
it's just surreal.
It
terrible.
Is,
was that what?
I've not
what's
seen
going
that.
On?
Was it? I'm just asking experts in the audience.
We had number four. It was number four.
Number four. Was that Nightmare on Elm Street terrible? Was that what it was called? Right. Okay. Yeah. Just checking.
But that was the only Freddy Kruegerness I ever found really scary. Mm. I mean, two I just found arousing, but that's a whole different podcast. Quite frankly, it's
did
the
you
gayest
see,
horror
did you see
film
the
ever.
There
was a sexy pumpkin in
I
it.
I haven't.
The Freddy remake.
Out. Have you?
Yeah, I have, because I wasn't really into the originals. I've seen them, but I wasn't like...
What didn't you like about them?
I wasn't old
them?
Enough in the 80s when they came out to really watch them.
Okay.
Oh.
That didn't stop me.
but the remake is, it's terrible. It's really, really bad.
Well, I mean, it's...
I think Freddy's one of those characters that belongs in the 80s. It just didn't work when
it,
you...
It kind of speaks to what is scary now. Like, now the way in which they try to scare us, it's overdone. Do you know what I mean? I think we see it coming a little bit. So they've got... That's why things like Wolf Creek have surprised people and... Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's where there's that little touch of truth to it that terrifies us even more.
I think that's...
But we did have that time in the noughties.
Yeah.
That's what we call it, the decade. Yeah, the noughties, where it was like Scream was popular, let's remake a lot of horror, and everyone in a Dawson's Creek franchise or any teen movie was suddenly trying... Like, even David Boreanaz did Prom Night or something, and it was just bad.
What was that one? I Know What You Did Last Summer with...
I loved with... Not Meg Campbell. The Ghost Whisperer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
The one with the Ghost Whisperer.
That was good. And Ryan Gillespie.
After they die, she sees their ghost.
And the sequel had Brandy in it, and Brandy was much more entertaining.
Right. Yes. And that was those movies were good, like Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
And that was that, that was that, like... teen version of horror.
Hang on, let's ask. There was a third one. What was the third one called?
Was there a third? I Know What You Did
there
Last
Summer.
There was. Well, the second one's got to be I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. No, it was like
I Still Know. I Always Know.
Yes.
They're trying to do a television series.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Yes, they are.
I don't know how that would work.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. It's a bit ridiculous. But that was awesome.
Are you talking about Scream?
No, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No, Scream as well.
Scream is getting...
Yeah, coming next year.
Is that confirmed, though?
Wow. Can they stretch that out Ghostface, into a whole TV series?
Too. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to ruin... Yeah, controversy in the audience.
It's crazy.
Controversy in the audience. Oh.
Well, we had a whole debate planned in relation to horror films, and this was Freddy versus Jason.
Who do we think? But we could take requests as well if people are into different kinds of horror.
I think we should do it. Well, I know we have a couple of horror fiends out there. What's your scariest horror character?
Which is better, Freddy or Jason, for a start?
Freddy.
Hands up for Freddy.
I don't think that's... Yeah.
Okay. Hands up for Jason.
Hands up for Jason. Does anybody know Jason?
Hands up if you don't care. Yay.
It's all right. You can stay. It's all right. You don't have to leave. You really don't have to leave.
But Freddy has always been scarier. I don't know why.
I don't actually think Freddy's scarier than Jason.
He's entertaining.
I think he's just more entertaining.
You enjoy being killed by Freddy.
But you know more about Freddy than you do about Jason. Like, do you guys know that Jason wasn't actually the villain?
You know that from Scream.
No.
From the quiz they do at the start.
That's right.
Oh, did they do that?
They do. That's the opening part of Scream.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
So how he's not actually the villain and it's actually his mum.
He asks Drew Barrymore that question. She gets it wrong and...
Really?
You know what happens.
Segway.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't pay that much attention to the film. I like the humor of it. Courtney Cox is funny.
Spoiler alert for a movie that came out, 20 years ago?
But, okay, you've got to admit, they've managed to get the Scream franchise, like Scream 4. Who's watched that?
That's great.
That's really good.
That was good at the end.
But that was the thing. Like, it's clear. And then the end happens and you're going, my mind is blown. This is amazing.
Oh.
And have you watched
it? No, I haven't.
Okay, so it follows the exact... Leave
spoiler alert.
It follows the exact same template as the other films. And it was told that it was kind of like a next generation Scream. And actually then the last 10 minutes is where they just turn the whole thing on its head. It's absolutely brilliant.
Can I just say, warning, we will be going off on tangents.
Oh, okay.
Because we were talking about Freddy and Jason,
but
now we've gone back to
Scream. But we're still on horror. So we're not tangenting too badly.
Right, Freddy or Jason, no judgment. No judgment, just pointing that out.
I'm going to try something completely different. Japanese horror. I think some...
That is scary stuff.
That is some really scary stuff.
That's why I still haven't watched The Ring to this day.
The Ring. The Ring's one of the most, like, traumatic horror movie experiences I've ever had. I went and saw that at the movies, came home, got into bed, and pulled up the covers and realized there's like a TV at the end of my bed. And I just lay there like, oh my God.
American remakes are more annoying.
American remakes aren't as good, but even the American remake...
You've dropped some...
Oh, broken Fez.
You just broke your Fez.
You've dropped your
Fez. Fez alert!
Broken Fez.
Broken Fez. Like Broken Arrow, but without John Travolta.
Okay, well, I want to give Mike another drawing challenge.
You want to shut
and
me up.
And now I want something
Stop
scary.
Talking.
Like, okay,
yeah,
so
something
it needs,
scary.
Let's just throw some words in. It needs to have a Fez...
Scream.
Yeah, like
Fez.
This.
Scary Fez.
Did you just say Renee Zellweger?
Something scary.
All right.
I missed that.
Renee
just
Zellweger
face.
Fez.
Renee Zellweger in a Fez.
In a Fez.
I don't recognise her anymore, so I can't, you know.
She's going to be in Face Off too. Did you know that? That was good. Come on.
That wasn't good.
You suck.
This is also driving me crazy, Nath. Can you the tag in the back of your outfit?
Yeah, I kept noticing that.
It's driving me nuts.
It's authentic.
I'm
going to
add to that Japanese horror movie style. Yeah. Renee Zellweger.
So Renee Zellweger in Affairs in a Japanese horror film.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you were talking about The Ring. Mandy and I went and saw The Ring.
Yeah.
And it was late night. And it was in Knife Point that we went.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it?
You mean, I don't know.
Oh, High Point. We went to High Point. We were running out of petrol. Like, the petrol light's gone on. I thought, oh no, we're gonna run out of petrol. And it was cold, and there was like mist on the road and all that sort of stuff. We go to a service station, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, I exaggerate a lot. But, you know, I'll admit that it's a flaw. Mandy doesn't think she thinks it's lovable, but
I can feel her eyes rolling just from here.
They're permanently there.
We can probably see her eyes.
They really are. She does have, you know, sort of iris and all the rest of it. It's just permanently white. But yeah, we got to the service station. It was dodgy. It was really, really dodgy. Like the UV lights were like flickering. And I was like filling up the petrol, and I was like the only one there, and I'm like, hurry up. And we got in the car and we just drove like a bat out of hell. It was quite. And then we got home and we had to sleep with the light on for like 3 days.
Did you pay the petrol?
Yeah,
no, we didn't. Like the police like knocking on the door saying, by the way, can you give back the Bowser that's attached to
it's
your car?
It's understandable.
As well.
Right after you've seen The Ring and you're in a situation like that, I would have just driven off. Seriously.
You know what what makes them really freaky? It's that soundtrack as well. They do the creepy music so brilliantly.
It's just everything.
Yeah.
It's the tone, like as in literally the colour tone as well. Like a lot of green and grey in that movie. It just makes it feel really kind of clinical and kind of
so eerie. Now that we're talking about this, that's actually who I was going to go as tonight. But I couldn't get the White Nighty. Remember, I texted you earlier.
Could you not just cut a hole in a sheet?
And I said to you, "Can I? You know, have you got a White Nighty?"
So you were going
to
do the whole show with
you. You never responded to me, by the way, Dean. Thanks for that.
Take the hint.
Well, there's always Halloween. You can go to Samara.
I know, sexy pumpkin. We are a week early.
Sexy Samara from The Ring.
In the heat, really. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, outfit options are limited. Masks are just annoying.
Yeah.
Mike has given up on his hands.
Now
his
he's just a guy wearing a jacket.
Even that in the jacket is just ridiculously
warm.
Oh,
that's right.
What did we give him? We gave him sexy
Renee
Zellweger
in a Japanese horror movie with a fez.
I don't think Renee Zellweger is ever
looked
so good, really.
I'm waiting to see the Japanese horror movie aspect.
It'll come. Okay, so that's what we love about
horror
films.
Horror films anyway, so
what about horror in television? Okay, so we've all watched American Horror Story, yeah?
Not ever.
Enough of us. You haven't?
Not
really?
I've watched like a few episodes and it just wasn't my thing.
No. Or any of it at all?
Well, yeah, I've watched a few episodes of any of it.
Of season one?
Yes.
You could always jump to season two.
It wasn't my thing. I just didn't feel like I was going to enjoy it.
Have you watched Beverly Hills 90210?
Have I
watched
that?
Because that's a
which
horror
version?
Film. That's horror on TV.
The one from the 90s?
The one
great, but
the new
one's
crap.
It's not called Beverly
Don't
Hills.
Don't even
it's
bring it up sarcastically, because Dean and I will just talk about
Dallas.
It.
Have you watched Dallas?
Hey, Dallas is great. Have you watched it? Dallas has been cancelled. My heart is broken.
Oh.
But
And there you
go.
Well, who's watching American Horror Story?
How creepy is that clown? Isn't
I have
it
seen
awesome?
Pictures of the clown.
The clown,
that looks
but even
terrifying.
And it wasn't until the episode this week that I, well, last week that I realized I thought that was actually his mouth. I didn't think it was a mask on his mouth, which made it all the more freaky. Mm. Though I've got to get into the habit of watching American Horror Story during the day and not at night because it
that
is
that seems
kinda,
like a good idea.
Yeah.
Although I did watch that one scene where Jessica Lange sung Life
that
on
was,
Mars.
Yeah, well, anything for Bowie.
Naturally, yeah.
You know,
anything
and we,
for Bowie.
We actually last night we were at the Splendid Chaps. Launch of Night Terrors,
yes.
Which
was
really fantastic.
Yeah.
I actually bought a copy of it so
as
that I can listen to it.
Yep.
And was really, and I actually also got a Night Terrors key ring,
which
is actually made
tonight.
By the TARDIS guy, who we're getting up a little bit later. So he's all about the merch. So maybe we need to get him onto a Watcher merch thing.
Yes.
Oh.
You know why haven't we done that already?
Have we?
Why haven't
no, we?
Haven't.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We'll just merchandise. Somebody
else's responsibility. Whoever wants to take it on.
So, well, they do this watcher. Thing with them. They in each episode of the Splendid Chaps, they've had like someone sing a song, and they had people sing last night, and it got me thinking. Not tonight, but I think it's time at least once a month I sing a song on Watcher.
I love that idea.
I think that needs to happen.
And that's a horror story.
Do we get?
Do you know what I love? I got one cheer, and then one person just going.
And Mandy's eyes rolling. Did you feel Mandy's eyes rolling in the back of her head?
We could have audience members like write in a song and a genre.
So all right, well, why don't we get everyone here to pick tonight what the first one's going to be?
Yes.
Zombie naked. No. I don't know. You're
come on, use English. No. Use English.
Zombie neighbours theme.
Zombie neighbours.
There is actually going to be zombies in Erinsborough as well.
Like was that legit?
That's legitimate, but not actually in the television series, but as a web series, a kid won a part of a competition where he gets to create a web series where zombies attack Ramsey Street.
Amazing.
Which I can't wait for, like on so many levels. But I kind of just hope that Dr. Carl just is killed really early because he's like the serial overactor. He's like the Harold of our time. Of like years ago, he's like
Aren't
Harold.
Are they all overacting?
Do you reckon the toady could like be like
die
a zombie hunter?
I don't think
he could bring back the mullet.
If
he
regrew his hair back to what it was mullet. When he first got the job,
go the mullet.
That would be amazing.
Well, I don't even watch Neighbours, but I am going to watch that.
I mean, I don't watch it either, quite frankly. I'm definitely going to watch the zombie web series in Erinsborough. Yeah. That is going to be... So, okay, the Neighbours theme, it could just be going...
Do we really want to hear like that?
Okay, so it's...
No. I'm going to do a creative zombie Neighbours theme for my first singing on Watcher. So you picked it. It's your fault.
Now you're pre-recording this, so we don't have to have it in the studio. Yeah.
No, it'll be a surprise to us all.
Okay, so I'll be away that week.
Are we allowed to talk over the top of it?
Sure. Yeah, that'll make it great.
I'm all for commentary.
Oh Mike, Mike's finished.
Now, Em, I've put in your Japanese element. There's a really surprised cat and dude with big eyes. And
that's actually brilliant.
That's very
Mike,
cool.
What's going on here?
What's that?
What's in her hands? What's she?
Oh, she's got creepy Japanese black hand things.
She's got Mike's hands, which she's thrown off.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Amazing.
What's going on here? What's this thing?
He's just really surprised. and his hat flew.
That's amazing.
Off.
I'm surprised there's not a Pokemon in there. Or
I figured that was just too
fast.
Really
you didn't want to be too cliche.
You know, it's just a cat.
Could have caught them all, Mike. You could have caught them all.
I want to get back to American Horror Story. So you didn't like the first season. You didn't enjoy the episodes. What, did you know how each season is a new story? You didn't think you'd try another one?
I have thought that, but my list is like this long of TV shows.
And now that you've got Netflix.
Legal Netflix.
But there's the horror genre on Netflix is brilliant. You should actually
Japanese.
There's
horror.
So much stuff that I didn't even think of looking at, and it's absolutely great, especially movies.
Actually, you know what? I know why I haven't watched it.
Is there a way that we can sync Netflix list?
He's a bit of a scaredy.
He doesn't like horror, so he won't watch any.
He
don't like horror.
He watches
He's not scared of it.
Right
on. He just doesn't like it.
No, Jack. All right. Yeah. Let's ask the silent watcher.
He watches The Notebook with Mike.
No answer. There we go.
Okay. I don't really get frightened by it, and traditionally, a lot of the horror films are not particularly well written. So if I'm not enjoying the story,
so
and
it's
I'm not
the dramaturgy.
Scared, then
that's why I don't like horror. I don't like the bad writing.
You just go.
But
with
you
that.
Have to watch it to know whether the writing is bad or not.
Scary. You know
it's always scary. No, I get scared from horror.
Do you know what's frightening?
Okay.
I tell you what's frightening is that Diane, your girlfriend. And Mandy, my
girlfriend.
Have
we mentioned her on the podcast yet?
Yes.
I don't think we have.
We have now.
We have. Yeah, so we everyone,
welcome
to Mike is a girlfriend. Yeah. Her
Coming
name
out.
Is Diane.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Don't be surprised.
Oh, yes.
Don't be surprised.
Sorry,
it's
I forgot
right.
to even say hi.
I brought her along tonight as evidence.
Yeah, but we have been saying, is she real, Mike? And they're sitting together and they're like taking it in turns. They're just like, you know,
I honestly think that they're both doing it. About you, though, Nick. Like, I don't think it's a double
tax situation.
Yeah, I don't
know if you know, but the whole audience is doing that whenever you say something. Yeah, it's not just these guys.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
We should get Silent Watcher into that that zone. So okay, they can
but
all
this is here's the problem now. Yes. Okay, so we've got all our four partners. And then my ghost
and then
partner.
Dean and
Milko,
my and Dean's, Dean's future partner,
Milko.
Yeah.
Milko. Remember how Sally on Home and Away had
I've never watched Home and Away.
She had a invisible friend, Milko. And it was just for like 5 years, and then she got too old, so they got rid of Milko, and then they had to give a reason to bring her back, so they brought an actor and made it her brother who died, and that just didn't make
sense. You know so much about this.
When I was living in England, my family would send me copies of TV Week for me to read, so then I could spoil it for people in England. Even though the internet could do that as well, but they would all avoid it. So, or what I would do is trade a copy of TV, the current, like, this is what happened in Home and Away and Neighbours this week, I'll trade TV Week for you for like beer or wine.
I was going to say though, great. Back then wouldn't it have been dial-up, so spoiler alert, would have taken a while.
Yeah.
How long do you think we've had internet for? I think dial-up was a very long time ago.
Well, how long ago are you talking?
10 years ago.
In the 90s, you'd wait 10 minutes just for a picture.
Yeah. 10 years ago is the
just
noise,
to see the
so
face anyway.
Yeah, it's true. But I lose track
Renee
of time.
Zellweger back then.
I do remember. So I remember.
We were talking about television horror, and so American Horror Story. M's got issues. Whatever. How are we not talking about Buffy?
Is that horror?
Buffy.
It's not horror, but
someone
why?
Said yes.
Hang on. Why
yes?
is it not horror? Everyone, say hi to Dan. Dan,
hi,
come
Dan.
Up, come up and tell us why it is horror, as opposed to whoever said it's not.
He's like, guys.
Well, it actually calls upon every classic horror trope known to horror throughout its...
Who said no?
...in conception.
Because you're looking at us like we did and we didn't.
Are
we getting a debate? Are we going to have a debate? Do you want to argue?
Let's have a debate. Yeah. Why is it not horror?
Take the mic.
Mike, take the mic.
All right. Are we going to talk this out?
You might have to...
Come to the front of the stage.
Everyone meet the TARDIS wife. Okay.
My opinion is very brief. I don't believe it's horror because I don't think it's intentional. The theme of the show is not to scare you, it's to engage you in the dramas of teenage life as portrayed through their fighting with sort of demons and monsters and so on, and I think that that's actually all about teenage drama, not actual horror.
Okay.
Okay.
Take that, Dan.
Anything, Dan?
So, our very first and most famous slasher film, Halloween, was actually based upon that exact same concept of horror will get you in suburban life wherever you are, and as teenagers, we're trapped and ignored, and we're chased by our demons.
Nice.
So you're it's both right. Yeah. Yeah. What I want to talk
about. They're both very compelling arguments on both sides. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that was quite intense as well. Like, I was a little bit freaked out, like, looking, they're staring at each other and going, okay.
It's highly intelligent, really, well, wasn't it?
Oh,
it
was. Yeah. Look.
It's a little bit above our pay grade, really, isn't it?
Well, true. Of nothing.
Good. Except for Emma.
Everyone's a winner on Watcher. So.
What was your favourite Buffy moment?
The credits.
You can only pick one.
You mean the opening credits?
Actually,
because you got punched.
I take it back. Okay, I'm going to change that question.
You're
going to
get punched
question.
Up in the parking lot later
see you,
on for that
see
one.
You in
that
the
question is
lot.
Too easy. Main villains of the season aside, what was your best Buffy villain? Not the main story arc villains.
So not the big bad.
Not the big bad.
What was those guys? That's right. The internet.
Oh.
Supernatural.
Are you looking
drama.
At Wikipedia?
Supernatural drama.
Wikipedia.
Is that IMDb? Paranormal romance.
I love paranormal romance.
Yeah, I like that.
Is there
sounding
a song?
A bit too much
is there
like
a song
Twilight.
For that?
There should be a song for that.
Oh,
fact,
there you go.
There it is.
Paranormal romance.
Paranormal romance.
So I'll mix bad romance
on
namers. Paranormal romance.
Yes.
See, it just writes itself.
You can,
we want an audience. We want an audience.
Well,
no, we want a. Yeah.
Okay, so aside from the main Buffy villains, who was. So, no Angelus. No Spike, no
what
Drusilla,
were those freaky
no
The
Glory.
Gentleman.
Oh,
the
yes.
Gentleman?
Yes.
Freaky guys.
Okay, so I want everyone to have something different. So Ems is the Gentleman.
Mine is the Gentleman.
Come
the
on.
The Weeping Angel. Oh, no.
What?
The Weeping Angel.
The Weeping Angel.
The Weeping Angel with the Gentleman. It's mine.
What about you, Mike?
It's mine.
Sorry.
I
told you this earlier.
The generic villain.
Oh my God! Did you both not watch Buffy?
Yeah, I just can't remember.
It was a long time ago, and I forget what happened 5 minutes ago. So
that's right.
I do know there was a lot of running and stakes.
No. Oh yes. Run.
And they were called the Scooby Gang.
Tom Cruise wasn't on
this. This is true.
That is true.
I did love Anyanka before she became Anya, even though I loved her as Anya.
She was good.
But I loved when she Anyanka and the
it
whole.
Sounds like something you get from a restaurant. I know, like right? A big meal.
And I do have hay fever, so I'm probably not saying it right.
Yeah. I'll have the pad thai and the Anyanka.
Tasty. Yeah.
I did love that whole, like the whole way they twisted it all. But Buffy is horror, damn it. Charmed is not horror.
No.
But I
remember
did love Charmed.
Remember we were talking about scary shows? Remember we were talking about scary shows?
We're definitely not going to be having a debate.
I draw the line there, not Charmed.
And you know what? I think it's time for the Watcher Trivia Ring.
I'm glad.
So what we're doing, we're going to have a bit of a break in just a moment. But before we're going to do that, we've got some prizes to give away. And we're going to do a Watcher Trivia competition. And the way this competition is going to work is that we need a person to be paired with a watcher.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to hop.
Yeah.
I've lost my pen.
Come on.
But I'm going to hop off the stage. I actually had in our running sheet we were going to argue about DC versus Marvel, but we can do that later.
Yes.
Just or
not.
Reminder.
Or not.
Well, Marvel's better, I think.
Because Marvel will win anyway.
The argument
so
is one. Okay, so what we need is if we have some great
who
comics.
Who said Jason? Come down. You're coming down with me.
We have some
come
great
down with
comics
me.
That
come
have
on,
been.
You're with me.
We have some
I'm
great.
With you, Jason.
Shut up.
Come on, let's go.
We have some great comics that have been given us to the guys from All Star Melbourne. It's just All Star Comics. They've given us some great horror comics to give away, which is really great, and we're really grateful
to join the gang.
So we've got a little bit of a trivia comp, and it's watcher and audience member versus watcher and audience member versus watcher and audience member. So who would like to win something?
Who
wants
up,
to win
Dan?
Comics?
All right,
get
would,
it up. We've got
don't
two.
Pair with me because I'm terrible at trivia.
Pick which watcher you want to go with.
Yeah.
Quick.
Oh. That is so wrong. Oh. You
and
I.
We need one more.
Oh, you're pairing with
you
me.
And I
I'm so bad at trivia.
And Nate has no one. So come
I
on.
Feel
who
like,
wants to
I feel like, you know when you're at school and they go, oh, we'll pick you, we'll pick you. Thank you.
Dodgeball.
Oh, I got picked first, that means.
So, okay.
Dodge a ranching and dodgeball.
Should we all get on stage or we'll just hang it over here?
Also,
Dean, you're just the trivia master.
I'm the quiz master.
We'll sit down.
I'm the quiz master.
Dean, do we need to buzz in with anything?
Yes, well, I was getting... See, that you just...
I'm trying out being organised.
Yes.
But it's kind of
is this like QI? We have our own buzzers.
What are your buzzers going to be? Quick, sort it out between yourselves.
You're not just allocating them.
No. Come up with something.
Buzz.
That's ours.
What's yours?
Buzz.
And what's yours? You want to do that every time you think you know the answer?
Why not?
Okay. So there
sure,
are three categories to
Survey
our,
says.
Our watcher comp. We've got questions, then a who am I, and then a what TV theme is this? So
can I ask, will the who am
Buffy.
I be an actor or a fictional character?
Okay,
am
well
I
we'll get
ask
to that after it.
Okay.
It's a character, it's not going to be an actor.
Stop jumping the gun, Em.
Okay, so this is just
making sure what's going on.
Yes, Nate.
Can you hurry up?
Oh, my gosh.
If you stop interrupting me, maybe
sorry,
I could.
Okay,
so this is the question section. And if you know, well, don't yell out the answer if you know in the crowd. So question number one. On the day of Halloween, people traditionally ring bells. Why do they ring bells? Nate?
To scare away the headless horseman.
You were so close. It was just a scare away ghost. So no one gets that one.
You're wrong.
Not bad.
Hey,
sort of
who's up for half a point on that one? Because I said scare away. Oh. Yeah! Take that in your
sympathy
face.
Points for Nate. Okay. Question number two.
Mark.
What are the kids' names in the Addams Family?
Wah.
Wednesday and Pugsley.
That is correct.
Woo. What about the other one?
No, I don't count the movie. Happen. We're talking about this television series. I don't count the movie.
Okay.
Because I also didn't look that up.
Number two.
Question number three. In the Buffy Angel universe, who is Angel's sire? Who sired Angel? Yes.
Drusilla?
Drusilla did not sire Angel. Angel sired Drusilla. Darla sired Angel.
Oh, I was about to say that.
If you hadn't given the answer, both Mike and I would have
well,
got
no,
it right.
I'm not. We don't have all night. So oh. What is the day after Halloween called?
November.
If you say November 1st.
I'm going to fucking punch
November
you.
November the 1st.
No, all right, come on.
Day of the Dead?
No, it is All Saints Day. Oh, well, you knew it. You're in the running then. Here we go.
Point for me.
We're doing that's so well.
Point for me.
You don't take audience members' points, damn
oh,
it.
Okay. All right.
In Scream 2, when there is a parody of the movie, in the movie parody in Scream 2, who plays Sidney Prescott?
Parker Posey.
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling.
A girl actor.
What are the names of the sisters in Charmed?
Buzz. Let's go with Thelma and Louise. Definitely, yeah.
Piper.
Half a point.
Oh, Prue?
Prue.
That's and two. There are four of them.
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting
Paige?
It's Paige. Piper, Prue, Paige, and Patience. Phoebe. And Phoebe, the hot one.
All with P.
No one, so far, how M's
original.
Got 1 point.
Oh, the P sisters.
So far, M's got 1 point, Nate's got half a point, and Mark's doing terribly. Okay.
Totally different show.
When does a werewolf become a werewolf?
Buzz. Full Moon.
That's correct.
Yeah, on the scoreboard.
So right now, Nate is losing.
I have an answer for that one.
It's too late. They already got it.
When he's not a werewolf.
Who wrote Frankenstein?
Buzz.
Mary Shelley is correct.
Oh, you're favouring.
In the television series Sabrina the Teenage Witch, what are her aunt's names? It's the most annoying sound ever.
It's suitable.
You said you knew this one.
Can I have somebody else? Jason, can you come in here?
What about the other competitors? It's Zelda and Hilda.
If you've been kind and let me finish.
Whose mother was the killer in Scream 2?
It was one of the killers from Scream 1.
Billy Lomas.
Yeah, that's right.
In Teen
Did
Wolf.
Did I not say that? Did
in
you put
Teen
it down?
Wolf 2.
Yes. Yeah. Jason Bateman.
That's not the question.
Oh my God, stop.
Seriously. In Teen Wolf 2, what sport does the werewolf play?
Buzz. Boxing.
Boxing is correct.
Yeah.
So just to recap, Mike, 2 points, M, 2 points, Nate, half a point. What right. planets are, are the Daleks from?
I can't
believe I really thought
Buzz.
This was
no,
yep.
No, Dalectus.
I'm not the doctor.
No, I'm letting you all go. Scaro.
Dalectus Prime.
And we even got that from
it wasn't Dalek
We got
world.
That from the audience.
Dalectus Prime.
And the final question, since it is about horror and murder and things.
Points.
Jessica Fletcher solved murders all around the town she lived in. What town was that, Nate?
It was Cabot Cove.
That's correct.
Yeah, 2 points.
So at the end of round one, we're diving straight into round two. We've got 2 points for Mike's, a point and a half for Nate.
Hang on,
and
it was points triple for points. That's what you said.
Pardon?
You said triple points.
No.
Oh.
I love how quick that answer is.
No.
I am giving you double points for the who am I / where am I from section because you have to answer each of them.
Who
I
am going
to... Dina Curry, Smith Street.
And Nate has now lost a point, so he's on half. I'm going to describe, you can buzz in at any time. I'm going to describe someone from something scary. Okay? And you have to guess who they are and where they're from. Person number one, I'm a child killer whose mother was a nurse in an asylum. And one night she was locked in a cell.
Buzz.
And
Buzz.
Do it, Buzz.
Freddy Krueger is correct. And where is he from?
Elm Street.
That's right. 2 points.
Nice. Oh, nice work.
Question number two, who am I? I'm a predator that is as old as the universe and I'm described as the only psychopath in the universe to kill you nicely. I'm also the deadliest, most powerful, most malevolent life force ever produced. I don't kill my prey, but with a single touch, I send a person into the past and feed off their potential energy. Of that was what were first.
The doctor?
No, the doctor's incorrect.
I'm a weeping angel from...
From Doctor Who, that's correct.
Weeping angel. Weeping angel from Doctor Who. It's going in my kids' room.
Okay, so that means you guys are back up to 2.5 points. You're on 3.5 points. You're on... No, you're on 4.5 points. You're on 2 points. Maths is hard.
Take that.
Question number... All right. Three. Maths is hard. I'm known as Onion Head or Little Spud and was a legendary ghost at the Sedgwick Hotel. I love terrorizing people on the 10th floor and eating lots of food. I got caught but became a pet to my captors.
Wah. Buzz.
What were first?
Slimer?
Slimer is correct.
Where's he from?
Damn it.
Where is Slimer from? New York or Ghostbusters would have been fine. Yeah.
I forgot what my buzzer was.
Yeah. Ghostbuster expert.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do two more. Next, who am I? My mum is decapitated after she tried to take revenge for my death.
Mike Myers. Jason.
Jason from?
From Friday the 13th.
Isn't Mike Myers that actor? That's correct.
Yes, it is.
He is, and he's also horror. And both of those are as bad as each other.
Totally.
Yes.
Last one. I've been running all my life, and I'm over 900 years old. I'm from a planet in the constellation of Castor Boreas. Wow. I'm the oncoming storm. That was them.
The Doctor.
The Doctor? From? Oh, my God. Say that. What's the TV show? The TV show. I didn't need...
The Medical Center.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, the score at the end of round two, actually, we have 5 points for you guys. No, we have 6 points for you guys, 5 points for you guys, 4.5 for you guys.
We couldn't answer properly because Mike, what he said. He said the doctor from the medical centre.
Look at you,
next
very
please.
Much. Now, Aaron, do we have you in place for the final round? Okay, this is, you've got to guess, tell me what TV show this theme is from.
Triple points.
Can we get, no, because I'm losing count. Can we get number eight, please,
it's not gonna help.
Aaron?
Buzz.
Mike?
Monsters.
Monsters is correct.
Did you say monsters or monsters? Shh. Half a point.
Can we get number 13, please?
Somewhere in the dark regions.
It was wet, yep. What was that?
No!
Trapdoor. Trapdoor is correct.
First answer.
Lucky I couldn't hear you.
I did the whack noise first, so I think that my answer should count.
Rigged.
Can I have number three, please?
Come on. That was us.
No, you all did it all at once, but what was amazing is all of you paused and then did a buzz. So I'm not giving that to any of you. Question. Can I get number... five.
Ducula?
Count Ducula is correct.
Oh, wow.
No, pick. Wait, that is the Thames intro.
I may have used it at trivia.
No, no. Rigged.
Number 16, please.
Half a point for me.
Nath?
X-Files.
X-Files is correct. Number 15, please.
Em's favourite.
Twin Peaks is correct.
Worst opening music ever.
Em loves it.
It's number six. Nath.
Dexter.
Dexter is correct. And this is the final one. I'm making this worth... Oh, it doesn't matter. I haven't been keeping score anyway.
Triple point.
Number seven, please. Nath.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps is correct.
I mean, because my daughter's watching on Netflix. It's driving me.
Oh my God.
No bandwidth.
He has children, though, so that makes sense.
Yeah, no bandwidth.
Goosebumps is.
Guess who won?
Goosebumps was amazing.
So, Nath, I'm just tallying up my score.
You know it.
And in the lead, we have... You know we definitely have M. It goes M, first place, Mark, second place, Nath, third. You know what? It's that half a point that killed you.
I feel goosebumps from that.
So...
Rigged.
So, Mike, what comics do we have from All Star that the guys can choose from?
Well, let's have a look. That sounded very television-ish. I can't even speak.
Well, we do have
you did do it radio cross, so I hope you would.
Let's keep with the lovely theme that we have going here.
They have given us some great horror comics.
Now, do we want to choose, or should I just hand
just
one out?
Just give it to them. Just give it to them. Because they're all rad.
All right, well, I think...
You're only saying that because...
Are kids still saying rad?
No, they're all saying fully sick.
You so get a copy of
Fully Sick.
Ooh, The Art of Vampirella, the Warren
which we know amazing. You love.
Yes.
All for you.
Lock and key for you, good sir.
No, only one. You don't get two. You're really
and
selfish.
And we have Hellboy here from our...
Hellboy.
That's awesome. Please that? Put your hands
round
together.
Round of applause.
For our contestants.
Thank
Everyone's
you.
A winner here at Watcher. Yeah.
Correct.
Well, okay, we're going to take a short 5-minute break so everyone can stretch their legs, get a smoke if you need to.
Please
grab
don't leave.
A drink.
Please
and
don't leave.
And we'll be coming back with the second act of the podcast in about 5 minutes.
More prizes, more fun!
Thank you. Hey. Woo!
Catwing is on the move. On the move.